Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your hosts.
Hi, everyone, and this is Shermin. We have another very exciting, interesting show planned for you today. It is called Business Success Mindset for Women with Karen Rutter. So I'd like to start this way. I have a question for you. Is this you? You're a woman who is passionate about your business, you're ready, and you're able to serve and really make a difference, but you're stuck and struggling instead of succeeding. How do you interrupt that stuckness and move forward to a place of real accomplishment? With Karen Rutter by your side, that means developing your business success mindset, which will have you focusing on three main tools: business model, marketing, as well as mindset, and how to balance these three for maximum success. If you want to create a business with more clients, have a bigger impact, more money, and more time freedom, stay tuned. We'll get to all of that in less than a minute from now. But before we jump into all of that, let me ask Wendy to introduce our guest to you. Wendy?
Sure. Great. So Karen Rutter is a woman on a mission to help as many coaches as she possibly can, to reach as many clients as they possibly can. She helps coaches to create a business where they get to work with more clients, have a bigger impact, make more money, and have more time freedom. She teaches them how to get the balance right between business model, marketing, and their mindset. She finds that coaches are usually passionate about the benefits of coaching and want to serve, but for many, the business of coaching is a struggle, with many of them not succeeding. Such a shame when they could be making such a big difference. Karen's main message is that it's sadly not enough to be a great coach in order to make the difference that they're here to make, but that you must also learn how to build your business and market yourself. She's the creator of the Coach's Business Blueprint, a three-month online program which covers how to set up a business model that works, how to create your core offerings, how to market your coaching, and dealing with the mind mischief that gets in the way. She also offers a monthly membership club with the same focus as her business blueprint program, but with monthly Q&A calls and ongoing support. So that all sounds awesome. Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Karen. We're so glad to have you here with us today.
Well, thank you, and it's lovely to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And all the way from the UK, too, Karen.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Right?
That is
right
fantastic.
Up there in the Northeast.
From the Northeast.
Northeast.
We love being international, so that sounds fantastic. But let's jump right in. We only have 30 minutes. Can you start us out, Karen, by sharing a little bit of your story with us and kind of how you came to do the work that you do? For example, in your bio, you say that you are a woman on a mission. How did you come to that?
Well, do you know, I've been coaching for over 10 years now. And prior to that, my background was in business management. So when I came to coaching, the business end of things was really quite natural for me. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a challenge for me. But I realized very early on, you know, talking to other coaches and everything, that for them, it was a struggle. You know, a lot of people in coaching and therapists and, you know, healers, et cetera, they're coming from a place of caring, and they're coming very often, I find, coming from previous work that has been what I call the caring professions. You know, like I said, nurses, healers, that kind of thing. And they've never had to deal with the business end of things. And I kind of realized that, you know, that if I was going to be a coach and if I was going to do this, then maybe I should be sharing what I knew with them. I also realized that from my own perspective, my own business, that it didn't really matter how well I did and how much I leveraged myself by, you know, creating online programs and working with groups instead of just one-on-one, then there was always going to be a limit to the impact that I could have. You know, there was always going to be a limit to the number of people that I could work with. There was always going to be a limit to the number of different challenges and problems that I could help people with. So it kind of dawned on me a few years back that if I were to help coaches to build their businesses and to reach more people, then they could help people in different specialities. You know, I'm not a parent. I don't know anything about parenting coaching. I'm single again in my 50s, so you could argue I'm not that good at relationships to do relationship coaching. But what I can do is if I help other coaches to build their businesses, then they can go out and do the good work, because we all know, you know, the benefits of coaching. And my impact could be leveraged far, far more by doing that than it ever could just me, you know, working myself maybe with individual business owners. And that kind of, when that hit me, it was kind of like, wow, Karen, that's a legacy you could leave, you know. And it was kind of something that really excited me, and it was something that started me being able to put my own mind mischief to one side and start thinking about the responsibility that gave me to other coaches.
Wow. Yeah, so, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I never kind of thought about that way, because, you know, Wendy and I, we both are, and Chris as well, a coach as well, but in different areas. But you're so right. When you really want to make an impact to help other coaches be successful is really a fantastic thing to do. And I think that's what we're trying to do here with this show also, even though, you know, we're necessarily really focusing on it the way you put that. So that was really good.
Right. It's like a ripple effect or something that you're creating.
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, it's kind of one of my clients came back, and she had a wonderful testimonial from one of her clients, you know, about how my client, the coach, had helped her client. And she came back and she shared that testimonial and the difference. And it's just like, wow. You know, you're right. It's that rippling out effect. You know, we can impact people as coaches, not just our direct clients, but, you know, the ripple out of that and the positive impact that has on the lives of our clients and friends and family, et cetera. Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty awesome thing, actually.
Yeah, and I think, as you're talking, that even if you're not a coach who's dealing with other coaches that have clients, even if you have, you know, direct clients, just, you know, coaches impact their clients' lives so positively that, you know, there's a ripple effect, I think, no matter what. So that's a really cool way of looking at it.
Right. You know, if you've got somebody who is so unhappy with their life or their situation, and as a coach you help them to turn that around, that's going to affect their family, their children, their colleagues. It's going to affect everybody around them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Big deal.
Yeah, very big, very big. Wendy?
Wow. So can you give us an idea of what you think are the most prevalent mindset flaws that affect women in particular? And how does the mind mischief that you're mentioning, that you speak about, how does it show up as bad business and marketing decisions?
Okay. Well, let's look at the bad business, mind mischief. It's one of my favorite expressions, that one.
Mm-hmm.
It shows, it shows up as bad business and marketing decisions. So, you know, if I can just step back a little bit and just look at why you need to get the three things right, you know, why you've got to look at the mix between your business model and your marketing. All three have got to work together. You know, if you don't have a good business model, then you can market your little socks off, but you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to have a great business model, but if your marketing's not right, it's not going to work. And, of course, your mindset impacts on both of them. And that's because it's your mindset that leads into these bad business decisions. You know, some of them are just so common. I mean, I've actually given names to some of them, ladies.
Really? I'd like to hear some of them.
So I have one that's called what I call the butterfly effect. And this is kind of like, you know, if you think about a butterfly, you know, goes floating around from one pretty little flower to the next in search of the nectar, you know, and it's like, you know, it's all sort of bright, shiny object syndrome, I think. It's about that lack of focus, you know, you're flipping around from one thing to another because it's a lack of focus because you haven't created a plan, you're not sticking to the plan, you're trying lots of different tactics, you know, to try and make your business work. Try and make your marketing work, and that's the kind of thing that leads into overwhelm and procrastination, you know, and all the other things that we worry about in our business. You know, it's like an ever-decreasing circle of mind mischief, that one. But that's kind of where your mindset is affecting your business and marketing decisions. It's stopping you from focusing in on what really, really needs to be done. And,
right.
You know, you've also got things, you know what I'm talking about with the butterfly effect.
Oh, definitely.
I'm sure
especially
we've all done it.
As a coach, you know, you want to do all these different programs. So you do a program for a month or less, and then you hear about another one. So you go do another one. And so you sort of build up doing all these different programs. That's definitely the butterfly effect.
That's my mischief. Yeah, it's definitely mind mischief. And, you know, then we've got all the things around your money challenges, the money decisions that you make, that is all just mind mischief. You know, if you've got a bad relationship with money, you know, you're going to try and do everything on the cheap to try and save money maybe. So you'll end up with a website that doesn't work, or you'll outgrow the free systems that you started off with. And also it leads into not believing in your pricing and your worth. So you consequently start undercharging and discounting all the time, you know. You hear people sometimes that they'll offer a discount before it's even asked for. That kind of mischief, that's a bad business decision. So that's another one. And then we've also got what I call the Lone Ranger Syndrome. Is this where you think that you should be able to do it all yourself? So you don't ask for help or pay for outsourcing. Okay, bad business decision. You know, who says you should know? Who says? You know, none of us know it all. We all need help with, you know, learning new stuff. And also, you know, you can only really grow your business if you're prepared to let go of some things and you're actually prepared to, you know, let other people do what they're good at in supporting you in your business. So, and then we've got what I call the invisible business. The invisible business or the invisible coach. This is so common. Yeah, this is where you're not really marketing your business at all. You know, you might be busy getting your website just right or creating your new products or programs, and you're literally doing anything but offering your stuff to people. You know, you're potentially being busy, but you're really not marketing anything at all. And you're kind of hiding there. You're invisible to the world. So you've got all of these talents and skills. And this isn't just for coaches. This is common for a lot of women in business. You know, they'll keep busy doing the stuff that isn't building their business, really. They're hiding.
So revenue-generating activities.
Exactly. Yeah. I am rattling through these, and we'll get to sort of what's underneath all of this in a second, because I'm watching the time here. So, and the other one that I wanted to talk about is what I call pest control. And again, this is bad marketing decisions, because this is where you're not following up with your prospects in case they think you're being a nuisance or a pest. So you're exercising pest control on yourself.
Oh, I love
you're
that.
You're not doing what your business needs you to do because you don't want to be a pest. And the last one that I've got is what I call, it's the what if effect. And that's it. Well, what if it doesn't work? I'll look silly. What if it doesn't sell? Do you know, I actually had a client who, she created this fabulous new program, and she was all set to, you know, market and everything. But then I could see she wasn't. She just really wasn't marketing and pushing it. And we actually got down to it eventually, and she said, but Karen, what if nobody back? What if I only get one or two people in the group? I'll look silly. Excuse me, is that mind mischief or is that mind mischief? She was deliberately not promoting her program in case she didn't get enough people in it. I mean, duh, what's going on there? I know.
What is?
And, you know, we're laughing at it, but, you know, I bet everyone listening to this can think of an example where she's done exactly that to herself, where she's not put herself forward. She's not, The big question then is really, what are the most prevalent mindset flaws, I think, that affect women in particular? And I think there's two biggies. I mean, there's hundreds that we could probably get into, but I think there's two biggies that affect women in particular. And the first one is something that is almost bred into us. It's almost in our nature, and that is people-pleasing.
People-pleasing.
Yeah, people-pleasing. So you want the whole world to love you. And you worry about what people think. You don't want anybody to take offense at what you say. You know, what will people think of me if I do this? You know, it's similar to the what if effect. So, you know, you don't put your sales message out there in case you think it's too pushy or too salesy. Or, you know, you don't say what you really believe in or what you really think in case you offend anyone. And it's not you being authentic. It's a real biggie with women, that one, people pleasing. Men worry much less about this than women do. In my experience.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Then, you know, they will just say what they think and they don't worry. You know, if you don't like it, tough, I don't care. Women, my God, we stress horrendously about what people think of us. It really is a biggie. And the other big one, I think, that is really pertinent to women is that they have that little old me syndrome. It's like, who am I to do this? Who am I to do that? I can't charge that much. It's all about seriously undervaluing what you are capable of, the contribution that you bring, the value that you bring, and your self-worth. And I think that those two, in particular, because men don't do that. Men never get a little old me syndrome. Men, you know, give them an ounce of information and they're suddenly the big expert in the world. Listen to me, I know everything now. Women don't do that. Women are just like, can I say that? Is this good enough? Am I good enough?
Right.
They're the really big things. So that was a very long answer to your question there, Dawn.
Gosh, that was great answers. Love that.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's so true. Women are so much like that. I guess it's their nature, our nature.
Yeah, it's almost like... you know, self-sabotage because of fear of failure. It's kind of like we end up creating all these hoops that we make ourselves jump through that are almost like, you know, the expectations and the standards are so high that we set ourselves up to not have to fail because it's like, oh, of course I can't do that. I can't do that. And it's amazing when, you know, everyone that you mentioned the different flaws and mischiefs. It's like, yeah, I can recognize that. I can recognize that. I've done that, you know, one time or another. And so you're so right. They're so universal for women. Thanks for going through each of those and giving them names. I think that's very, very helpful. So now you help people with their business mindset, you know, to kind of get that right. And we know and we recognize ourselves in what you've described. Let's delve deeper into, you know, the other side and what can we do and how do the three components of what you're talking about, business model, marketing and mindset fit into, you know, what you're talking about? Why is it so important to work on and balance your business model, marketing, and mindset?
Okay. So your business model then, really, you've got to get, well, looking at all three of them together, one doesn't work without the other. So you've got to work on all three, and you've got to try and get all three right. As I said, you know, you could have the best business model ever with fabulous products and service packages, but you won't attract any clients or make any money or have any impact if you don't market them.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, you know, I see people who, they put a lot of energy, they think, into marketing their business, but they haven't got the business model right, so they're kind of on that hamster wheel. You know, they're constantly trying to attract new clients, et cetera, but at the wrong price points, you know, and it just, they burn themselves out completely.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting all this effort into marketing, you know, and probably more effort than they need to be, whereas if they got their business model and marketing properly lined up, then they would fit better together and they'd see much better results. And, of course, as we've just talked about, you know, your mindset can scupper all of it. You know, if you're suffering from one of those little syndromes, then you're not going to put any of it properly into practice. You're going to, as you say, you're going to self-sabotage at every turn, really, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that mindset can really just affect the other two so negatively, the model and the marketing. I mean, you could have
a wonderful
model and you could have a wonderful marketing plan, but if your mindset is, oh, but, you know, I just can't do that last step and actually put it out there, then it doesn't matter how wonderful it is, right?
Exactly. You know, and if you think about, like, your business model, you know, one of the critical things about your business model is getting your pricing right. You know, and making sure that what you're offering out to people is, especially in people like in our kind of business where we're really service-based and, you know, sharing with ourselves, you've got to get your pricing right. You've got to think about, can you hit your income targets without working around the clock? You know, have you actually crunched the numbers? Do you know how many billable hours you need to work to make the money you want to make? And if you're suffering from, you know, some of that little old me syndrome and you're discounting everywhere, then you're not going to get your pricing right. You're never going to make the money that you want to make because, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure right from the start by having your pricing all wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. How the others can then actually end up affecting your mindset because you've kind of started out not putting the model together right or the marketing together
right, and really motivate
you to have a positive mindset about actually making it work.
Yeah, you know, it kind of becomes self-fulfilling, doesn't it? You know, so if you haven't got your model right and, you know, you're trying to market it and you're working away but you're not getting the results, then that really undermines your confidence.
Yeah.
And you kind of get into a downward spiral. So, you know, you think, well, I must be charging too much. People don't want to buy from me. I'll discount even further. You know, but then that's like, well, okay, you're making it even more impossible to hit your income targets now.
Right.
And, it becomes an ever-decreasing circle of doom, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, there was an exercise Wendy was going to ask you about that potentially you could lead us through, Wendy.
Yeah, so we're just wondering how we'd be able to develop a success mindset, and I'm assuming your exercise is going to help us with that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it will. Because really, excuse me, for me, getting your mindset right is where you've made your mission bigger than your fears and your limiting beliefs. Okay, so that's why I talked to you about my mission right at the start. My responsibility now to help people is bigger than me. So here's four really steps that people can work through to help them to start to develop a success mindset. And the first one really is to decide what success looks like for you personally, very personally. And this needs to be a balance, you know, of how much money you want to make, how much service you want to give to others, and how much freedom you want to have in your business. You know, because especially as women, you know, we have other responsibilities, we have other things going on in our lives, other people that we want to give ourselves to outside of our business. So your first step is to decide what success looks like for you. Not anybody else, but for you. The second one is to get in line with your mission. What are you here to do? Who are you here to be? And like I said, as with mine, you know, if you can make your mission and your purpose here bigger than your fears and limiting beliefs, then, it, you know, you can start working then. It becomes less of a challenge to actually do things, because you can keep going back to thinking, okay, I know I'm sabotaging myself here, I know I'm out of my comfort zone here, but I'm here to do this, and I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that, you know, you really need to put a little bit of thought into. What are you here to do, and who are you here to be? And make that bigger than your own fears and beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is to start practicing accepting that you have no control over other people's thinking. This is,
you have no control
over other people's thinking. You know, another person's reaction or what they think about you is none of your business. And also, what you've got to remember is it's skewed by their own beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm.
So it's not really
mm-hmm.
about you. So it's start accepting that you've got no control over that, and it's not really about you, it's about them. And then the fourth thing that I think that you need to do is really you need to get into the right company. You need to get support, because you need to get out
mm-hmm.
of your own head. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
if you're stuck in your own head and you're stuck in thinking like little old me, then you need to get
mm-hmm.
into an environment and find people who can support you to think beyond that. And who can help you to stay focused
mm-hmm.
on your mission.
All right.
So I've rattled
that sounds
that
like, well,
very quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of your membership program that you have, those coaches that they can congregate with each other and have each other as support as well. Is that,
they do.
That's
yeah.
what I've seen. Great.
But, you know, so, yeah, that's the coach, and they absolutely do. They support each other beautifully. It's a gorgeous community. I love those ladies. But, you know, in whatever business your ladies, your listeners are in, and whatever
mm-hmm.
they're doing, you know, they need to find somewhere, some kind of company or group, even if it's just a friend who will, you know, be their cheerleader or a little mastermind group or just some people who are there who are supportive of you and not bringing you down and asking you who you think you are to be doing that. You know, because
mm-hmm.
we've all got necks in our lives that we need to get rid of. Yeah.
Excellent.
So important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So important.
Definitely.
Now, before we run out of time, Karen, I want to be sure that we let people know, you know, that have really connected with what you said here today. How can they find out more information about you and your work? You also have some free resources, I think you said, you could share with us as well.
I do, because obviously we've literally scratched the surface here today, ladies, about business model, mindset, marketing, etc. So you can actually go to my website. It's karenrutter.com. There's lots of blog articles and free resources on there for you that would help. And I've put together a series of videos that you can access where I go into an awful lot more depth about all of the things that I've just been talking about here today. There's a series of 4 videos. I think in total between them there's about 2 hours worth of content there, really going into depth about it. And you can get that by going to karenrutter.com/skygift.
Fantastic. Karen
Excellent.
Rutter with double T-R-U-T-T-E-R. We'll put it on our Facebook page.
That's right.
/skygift. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Karen.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
You know.
Welcome.
Yeah. Wendy?
Yeah.
Wow. It's unbelievable, but we are out of time, so we really look forward to...
30 minutes ago.
I know. It just went by
Sorry.
So fast, so we're just going to have you back another day if that works for you so we can continue our conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Does that work for you?
Oh, that would definitely work. I would love to. Yeah.
Awesome. Excellent. That would be great. Fantastic. We look forward to that. So thank you, Karen, for so much for being the guest on our show today and for sharing all this helpful information with us and with our listeners. It was just a great, great amount of information, and I thank you so much. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me and letting me share it with your listeners. It's been my pleasure. Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent.
We really look forward to having you back because I still wanted to say exactly what you just said. We just scratched the surface. So we've definitely
yes.
continued our conversation.